Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Rotem Alalouf. Rotem Alalouf is the founder and CEO of Beyond Minds, which has built the first enterprise AI system that is universally applicable and easily adaptable. Rotem is passionate about creating more stable and accurate methods of bringing AI to production and ultimately accelerating the AI transformation. Prior to founding Beyond Minds, Rotem worked in the defense technology industry as a researcher in a variety of fields, including optimization, natural language processing, and vulnerabilities of AI systems. Rotem has a Bachelor of Science in both electrical engineering and physics.
Well, good afternoon, Rotem. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. I really appreciate this. I know that we're many time zones apart, but I appreciate you jumping on a call late in the day for you and early here from Israel. So thank you. Rotem, you have quite the career in emerging technologies, specifically artificial intelligence. And now you're the CEO and founder of Beyond Minds. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Sure. So before I founded Beyond Mind, I had the opportunity to work for a leading defense technology company and to advise to various other companies. And in that time, I worked mostly on solving mission critical problems that includes noisy, messy, and dynamic data using AI technologies. As one that always passionate about solving challenging problems, one of the core problems that was common in most use cases that I came across is that it took weeks to build a working proof of concept and then many months to stabilize it in production. Moving from proof of concept to successful production was always more complicated, more time consuming, and with the highest failure rate part in the build and deployment of AI solutions. I felt that creating a solution that would significantly increase the efficiency to move beyond proof of concept to successful production can accelerate the AI transformation for many organizations. There wasn't a solution available that could efficiently and consistently do that and make AI systems work in production. And identifying this need together with the passion to pave the way for mass AI adoption, and of course, the challenge involved, led to the founding of Beyond Minds and the build of the Beyond Minds platform. Actually, that's what we do at Beyond Minds today. With real-world complexities in mind and with the obsession to create real value to our customer, we are leveraging our technologies in our platform to help more and more companies successfully adopt AI. Whether we're improving the safety of online banking or helping to process insurance claims or identifying defects in manufacturing, so we're working across verticals and across industries, we help those organizations to bring the benefits of AI into the real world.
Thanks for sharing, Rotem. That's really interesting how we're leveraging some of the latest technologies to improve lives or to improve the way we do business, whether it's security, whether it's innovating, creating a product much faster. So I appreciate you sharing that. And Rotem, as you know, everybody globally has to make major shifts to adapt to this new normal during this pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
Sure. So luckily for us, AI has never been more relevant in the history. So as the global economy heads into recovery mode, companies across industries need to do everything they can to stay competitive. In that case, AI can be the key element in improving companies' efficiency and reaching better productivity. In difficult times like these, the time to value is also crucial. Companies can't wait years today to see value from investment and specifically from AI. And what we do is to help them to create an AI multiplier effect that helps them to create a significant value within weeks instead of years that they should wait while using other methods or build it themselves.
Awesome. I love the fact that we have come together leveraging human kindness, leveraging technology to help us overcome this challenge has been simply amazing. We've just innovated at least 3 or 4 years into the future just in the last 8 months, which I think is amazing. So thank you for sharing that. And Rotem, you are obviously leveraging some emerging technologies within your tech stack. Anything specific around machine learning, NLP, RPA that you might be able to share with us?
True. So there is a lot to share about AI and machine learning. I can talk about it for hours, but specifically, I can share about technologies we are leveraging in our modular AI platform that are interesting. Our platform is focused on solving the core barriers of AI in production in order to accelerate time to value and to enable AI transformation. And we have developed and implemented dozens of cutting edge technologies for different problems we face in production all the time. For example, things that are super critical in production are things like how we can provide explainability, confidence, and bias mitigation technologies to improve human-machine collaboration and improve fairness of AI algorithms. Things like technologies to stabilize the solution in production under dynamic and noisy data, so we can reduce the heavy maintenance of AI solutions and provide better accuracy. Another example can be technologies to create accurate solutions using only a small amount of labeled data in order to enable smooth jumpstart to AI. One of the key technologies that turbocharge our platform is advances in the field of self-supervised learning, which actually helps us to reduce the need for large amount of labeled data when we try to solve a new problem, which is crucial today in order to enable AI solutions for more and more companies.
I love that. The fact that you're looking at different ways to leverage the technology to build that human machine relationship. As you know, it's better to have a human and machine working together versus one, you know, by themselves. So I appreciate you sharing that. And that's really exciting. And Rotem, the last question that our audience wants to learn more about you, could you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in technology or entrepreneurship?
I think that a good suggestion that I can give is always try to break boundaries, always try to learn and improve, and don't be afraid to build something by yourself. So at the age of 30, I'm a relatively young founder and CEO, and it's like a crazy, challenging, and fun adventure, which you have to adapt to new things every day. It's one that really like challenges. I managed to turn my hobby into my work, and that's like something that I can wish everyone. We have grown fast as a company and every day looks different. So from things like partnering with the largest companies in the world, such as Microsoft and Samsung, in order to build core AI solutions for them, to building a fast growing team of bright people, expand globally and more. It's never boring and always challenging, and this is something that I always look for, and I have it here.
Rotem, thanks for sharing. I appreciate that. And I know our audience certainly will. Every piece of information or insight that we gather here at Corazon, we turn around and share with a global audience. And that's what really excites me as I get to share your story with the world. So thank you again. And Rotem, it was a pleasure having you on today. I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thanks a lot. It was a pleasure to be here.
Bye for now.